If you want to tell me that it means to say this nazir that accepted when he was in the base of Kvaris, so you want to tell me when he becomes tor, he will have to take Yekut right away. There is a Tegalachas for him. If so, Yemecha Luto, Mila Borti Galachas. So the same thing if you're Mitzara. The lach of a Mitzara is when you become tor from Tumas Mitzara, you have to take Yekut also. So what are you saying one has and one doesn't have? They both have a haircut for Tumah. So Gemara says that wouldn't be a kasha. Loi, tegalachas the Naziris katoni. That wouldn't be a proof. It could be taka that the first haircut is for Tumah. But there it's a Tumah, machmas talach of Naziris. Ma'ashenke and by a Mitzara, his haircut is not because of the din of Naziris, it's because of the din of Mitzaras. So that's why his haircut doesn't help. Takopon from here, we do not have a clear proof. We don't have a clear proof yet if a Nazir accepted upon himself to be a Nazir when he was Tomei, does he have to take a haircut right away when he becomes Tohor? Toshima, come and bring your proof. The Pasuk says, V'timei Rosh Nizri. This is the Pasuk that if a Nazir becomes Tomei, he has to take a haircut. So the Pasuk is talking about V'Tohor Shenitma Kosu Medaber. Only a Nazir that was first Tohor and then he became Tomei, then is the halacha that when he comes Tor, he has to take a haircut. Shutayin Avor Sar, the day he becomes Tor, or not the day, the eighth day, he becomes Tor after 7 days. Then the eighth day, that day he has to take a kashev off all his hair, the Avor Yisipurim, and he has to bring the kabonis as a Nazir Tumah. Yeah. So that's what the Dashin is posik. But for Liftor as HaNazir Bekever, Mashenka in a Nazir that was Mekabal is Naziris when he was in the Beis HaKvaris, he's potter from this. Shein Toyin Avoy Yisar, he does not have to take a haircut when he becomes Tor, V'Avon Sipurin. He does not have to. And this the Gemara says, V'Aloy Dvorim Kavachoyma. Really it's a Kavachoyma. Uma Tor Shenitma. If you have a Nazir that was first Tor, and then he became Tomei, you want to tell me the Pasuk says, V'Tomei Resh Nizrei, which means, Toyin Avor Sar, on the eighth day when he becomes Tor, he has to shave off all his hair. V'Avoy Yisipur, and he has to bring the two birds. So Misho Yitomi Metchila, a Nazir that was Mekabal Nazirus when he was in the Beis HaKvaris. He was Tomi at the beginning. So in Svar Einu Din Shetoyin Avor Sar V'Avor Yisipurin, isn't the Svar for sure that he should have to take a haircut when he becomes Tor and bring Kabonis? That's what I would have thought. And this the Pasuk says, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, clearly, the Tomei Rosh Nizroi, that which Nazir has to take a haircut, the Misha Yetoyer V'Nitma. Only if he was first Tor, and then he became Tomei, HaKosuv Medaber, that's what the Pasuk is talking about, She Yetoyer Navor Sar, that he has to shave off all his hair, V'Avor Siperin. But for Lifter, that's another Nazir Bekever, Mashenkin and Nazir, that was Mekabal his Naziris when he was in the Beis HaKvaris. He started out when he was Tomei, such a person is Potter. So there's a clear proof like this to the first Shailah, that Enochan Armin, that a Nazir started out to be Tomei, the Lachar is, he does not have to take a haircut when he becomes Tor, and he does not have to bring Kabonis. But rather on the seventh day when he becomes Tor, right away he can start counting 30 days now of Tyra. Verse says, Naman Tan Horatan Rabbonin. Who's the Tana that we learned before? Ein bein tomei shenozir lenozir tor shenitma. Elo, what's the difference between the two people? If you were first tomei, or you were first tor, and then you became tomei? Elo shenitma shenozir shatomei shenozir. If you are tomei when you first became naziris, then the lachar is shvi shaloi olam min aminyan. That you have to wait 7 days till you become tor. On your seventh day when you tor, that day helps for the first day of your new Naziris, of Naziris Atayra. But for Nazir Tor, but if a person was first a Nazir when he was Tor, Shenitma, then he became Tomei, then the Lachar is Ein Shvi Shaloi Olam Min Aminyan. Like we always had, we were saying the whole time, that by him the seventh day does not end. He cannot start a new Naziris yet, but he has to wait till the eighth day when he takes the haircut and he brings his Karbonis, and after that then he starts. So who holds like this? Omar Rav Chizda Rebihi. This goes according to Rebbe. The Omar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Ein Naziris Taira Chala Ela Ad Shmini. That you should know a Nazir that became Tomei, now when can he start counting over again his count of Naziris Taira? Only on the eighth day. He has to wait until the eighth day. That's Rabbi Shita. The time of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, because if you want to say, goes according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, can't be. For Omar, he says, Nazirus the Tyro, a Nazir, that was Tor, and then it became Tomei. Now when he becomes Tor, Mishvihu the Chayla, he says, even in such a case, where you start out to be another Tor, and then you became Tomei. Now when you're Tor again, you can start counting your new Nazirus on the seventh day. So kids, before the Brisa that said, not like that, that if you start out to be Tor, then you can't start counting over again till the eighth day, that goes according to Rebbe. So the kids says the Machlokes Rebbe of Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. So Mar says, now what's the Machlokes told you? My Rebbe and my Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. Where is this Machlokes? The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'kidesh es roishoy b'yamhu. On that day, you should be mekadesh your head. Means, b'yam ha'voyes kabanoisof. It means the day you bring your korban, it's talking about a nazir tummy here. Notice he was first a nazir, and then he touched the mace, so he has to wait the 7 days till he becomes tor. And the pasuk says now that b'yom ha'avoras korban Yosef, on the day that you bring your korbanos, that's the day the kiddush is roishoy. That's the day you can first like take your haircut or start counting over again your new nazirus. Divrei Rebbe, this is Rebbe Shita. So the kitzur, so on the eighth day, that's the day to bring your korbanos. So Mela, that's the day you can start counting your new Nazirus. That's Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Oymano, the Yom Tikalachtai. It's the day of your haircut. That's the day you can start counting over again. So Rashi learns, Tayshul Yom Tikalachtai means, Akosim Adab Adayin will be Shvi, the Samach before time, as soon as find the reason. But he says on the seventh day. For the Mavahod, it's not that we learn. Nozir, Shenitma, Tumas Harbe, a nozir that had a lot of tumas on him. Ain't a maybe on a korban echot. When he becomes Torah from all the different tumas, he only has to bring one korban. Man Tana, who's that Tana? On Reb Chizdi Reisim Reb Yudi. The Yom HaNaziris Tyra Mishvi Yichaylo. That the Naziris of Torah starts on the seventh day. On Mishkachas of Gan Shenitma Bishvi V'chaz of Nitma Bishvi. He could have it a few times. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go. Let's come on again tomorrow. We'll start over again. Yeah, we're holding off Yutches Amar Aleph. We'll start over again a little bit. From the Tana Rabbonin. Mar says, Mantana, on one quarter down. Mantana, or Hod the Tana Rabbonin. Who's the Tana of the Braisa that we learned? That it says, Ein Bein Tomei Shenozer, a person that was Makabo Naziris when he was first Tomei, Le Nozer Tor Shenitma, where Nozer was first Makabo when he was Tor, and then he became Tomei. That we learned, Ella, what's the difference? She'tomei she'nozir shvi shaloi olele min aminyan. If a person was first mekabel naziris when he was tomei, so then we say the seventh day, when he becomes tor, that day he could start counting his first day for the naziris of Tyra. He could start counting. But v'nozir tor she'nitma, if a nozir that was first tor, then he became tomei. So halacha is, he has to wait 7 days until he becomes tor, and then he has to start over again another 30 days. So here the halacha is, Ein Shvi Shaloi Olele Min Aminyan. He can't start counting his new Naziris the seventh day, but rather he has to wait till the eighth day. On the eighth day, after he brings his Korbanos on the eighth day, that's when he becomes Tor. So who's the Tana of this Braisa? On the Rav Chizda Rebbe he. Rav Chizda says it goes according to Rebbe. That's what Rav Chizda says. The Omar Rebbe, Rebbe learns and says, that Ein Naziris Tyro, Chalo Elo Atshmini, that a Nazir, a regular Nazir, he was first Tohor, and then he became Tomei. So the halacha is, after he becomes Tohor, he has to start over again. When can he start over again? On the eighth day, not on the seventh day. So that's this price that goes like Rebbe. Why? The time of Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, because if you want to say it goes according to Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, Ha'omar, his sheet there is, Nizirah the Tyra, Mishvi Huda Chayla. That even a Nazir that was first Tor, and then he became Tomei, he touched the mace, on the seventh day, when he becomes Tor, that day he could start counting his Nizirah the Tyra. So according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference whether you were first Tomei, or whether you were first Tor. In both cases, you could start counting your new Nizirah on the seventh day. So this Braisa that says there's a difference, has to go according to Rebbe. Now the Gemara explains, what's this Machlokes Tolian? My Rebbe, my Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. What's the Machlokes? The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'kidesh es roishoi b'yayimahu. That means going on a nozeh that's tomei. So when he becomes tor, he starts over again counting his nazirus of Tyra. Says, V'kidesh es roishoi b'yayimahu. Like on that day, he could start over again counting his nazirus of Tyra. So what does it mean b'yayimahu? It means b'yayim havoros kabonosov. The day that he brings his kabonos. Divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe Shita, which is the eighth day. Halacha is a nazir if he touches a mace, so he becomes tamei for 7 days. On the seventh day he goes to the mikvah, and then he takes the haircut on the seventh day, but his karbonis he could first bring on the eighth day. So Rabbi Dashan, this pasuk says, b'yayimahu means the day that he brings his karbonis. On the eighth day, after his karbonis, then he could start counting his nazirus to Taira. That's Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehudu Aymer, b'yayim tikalachtoi. No, on the seventh day. You take your haircut on the seventh day. On the seventh day, after your haircut, you could start counting your new Naziris, even before you brought your Kabonis. So the Mara Behod de Tanan, that's how we learned the Gemara in Krisis. Nozir shenitma tumas harbe. You could have a case that a Nozir became Tomei a few times. He was a Nozir. He touched the mace once. And we'll see 7 days later he touched the mace again. He became tummy a few times. So there's such a case of Eina Mevi Yela Korban Echad. He only has to bring one korban. Even though he became tummy a few times, still he only has to bring one korban. But it's considered that he became tummy at different times. That means he touched the mace, and he became tor from the mace, and then he became tummy again. Still he only has to bring one korban. So who is this? The Gemara says, Man Tana, who's the Tana over here? Amar Rav Chizda, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehudi. This Tana goes according to Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. To Yoma, that he says, Naziras Tyra, Mishvi Chayla. That the Naziras of Tyra starts on the seventh day. So then the Svaris of Mishkachas law, he could have cases that he's called, he was Tamei, he became Tahor, and then he became Tamei again. To going, what's the case? Shenitma b'shvi. Notice, he touched the mace, this nozir, and he waited 7 days. On his seventh day, again in the afternoon, he touched the mace again. So it's fitted now, when the seventh day came, he was tor from his first tumah, and it's fitted like he's starting now to count naziris, and he became tummy again in the afternoon. V'chazav v'nitma b'shvi. And then he became tummy again on the next seventh day. This is a good case that is called one Naziris. He became Tomei a few times, and the Halacha is he only has to bring one Korban. That's all. Why only one Korban? Kivan de la Yotze Shor Haruya Lahavi Korban. Because it did not come a time yet that he's fit to bring a Korban. And we'll soon see. Is Eina Chayiv Ela Korban Echad. Therefore, he's only Chayiv one Korban. Let's just see the Gemara, then we'll explain it. The Tamer Rebbe, because if you want to say this Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, it won't come out good. Why, according to Rebbe, E de Nitma Bishvi. If let's say this Nazir touched the mace, so he's Tomei for 7 days. Then on the seventh day after he went to the mikvah, he became Tomei again. V'chazav v'nitma bishvi. He became Tomei again on the seventh day. So Gemara says, so, Kulu Tuma Richtihi. According to Rebbe, there's no chiddush. It's all considered one long tumah. Like this nazir never started to count his naziris of Tyra. Here the Mishnah wants to say a chiddush that you can have a nazir, he became tamei, then he became tahor, and he started to count his new count of 30 days, and then he became tamei right away. And the chiddush is, at the end, even though it's happened a few times, he only has to bring one set of kabonis, which that's a big chiddush. Because really, let's say a regular nazir. He was a nazir. Then he touched the mace. He became tummy. So halacha is when he becomes tahor after 7 days later, so after he becomes tahor, he has to bring kabonis. Then he starts counting the zeros to Tyra. Let's say he became tummy again, so it'll be the same halacha then. He has to wait 7 days, and avada he has to bring another set of kabonis. And after he brought his kabonis, he started over for the third time now to become a nazir. And if he became Tomei again, the same thing. Every time he starts his new Naziris, if he becomes Tomei, he would have to bring another Korban at the end. So this Mishnah is saying a tremendous Kiddush. this Mishnah is saying a Chiddush that there could be a case that he's a Nazir, and when he became Tor, he became Tummy again, but still the Lachar is, he only has to bring one carbon, that's all. What's the Hezbollah? Why? So saying that we're going according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says like this, that when a Nazir becomes Tomei, so he has to wait now 7 days. On the seventh day, that's the day he goes to the mikvah, he becomes Tor from Tumas Meis. And he takes his haircut on the seventh day. Now the Lachar is, according to Rabbi, when can he first bring his carbon? First the eighth day. Rabbi says the eighth day is the day to bring the carbon. But when did he start counting the zero satira? I mean, he has to wait till the eighth day. So according to Rabbi, it's good. On the seventh day, he became Tohor. So really, he's Tohor from his first Tumah. Now, on the seventh day in the afternoon, if he touches a mace again, it's considered like a new Tumah now. He became Tumah a second time. Still, he doesn't have to bring a separate carbon for the second Tumah. You know why? Because the seventh day is not the time to bring a carbon for his first Tumah. When is the time to bring a carbon according to Rebbe? On the eighth day. So therefore, if you became Tomei before you had the possibility to bring a carbon, you're not mechuyev to bring a carbon. One carbon helps for both. But according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, this comes out according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says like this, on the seventh day, when he became Tohor, the seventh day he went to the mikvah. After he went to the mikvah and he takes his haircut, right then he starts counting his Naziris of Tyra. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says you start counting your new Naziris on the seventh day. So it comes out the seventh day itself is the beginning of your new Naziris. So it's called you're a new Nazir now. And you became Tummy that day. So Lachar is, if you became Tummy that day, it's called the new Tumah because you already started to count in the Naziris of Tyra. But you don't have to bring a new carbon because it never came the time yet that you could bring a carbon. According to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, the carbon for sure is the eighth day. That much the Torah says. But Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says the Chiddush is that on the seventh day you could start counting your Naziris to Tyra. So therefore, since you started to count the new Naziris, if you became Tummy then, it's called your Tummy the second time. So then you can have this Chiddush that a Nazir that became Tummy a few times, the Lachar is, he only has to bring one carbon. But according to Rebbe, you don't have this Chiddush. Rebbe says, when do you start counting your Naziris to Tyra? On the eighth day after you brought your carbon. So it comes out like this, if you touch the mace today, so the next 7 days you tell me. On the seventh day, true, you become Tohor, but you can't start counting yet your Naziris of Tyra. So if you become Tummy on the seventh day, it's like one long Tumah. You never took a break because you can't start counting the new Naziris of Tyra. According to Rebbe, you first start counting the Naziris on the eighth day. So if you became Tummy on the eighth day, then you would have to bring another carbon. That's called Mamish two separate times. There are two separate Kabbonis. So the Chiddush Bekitz over here is again, that is Nazir, even though he's Tummy two, three, four, five times, he only has to bring one carbon. That goes according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. That according to Yosef of Yehuda, on the seventh day, when you become Tahor, that's when you could start counting right away your new Naziris of Tyra. So you're called like another Nazir now. If you became Tummy in the afternoon, it's called you have a new Tumor on you. You're Tummy now for the second time, but the Chiddush is you don't have to bring another carbon. Because it never came the time that you were able to bring the carbon for the first Naziris, for the first Tumor. Because you can't bring the carbon until the eighth day. So according to Yosef Yehuda, you can have this Chiddush that is called on the seventh day, you're starting your new Naziris. Even though you're starting something new, if you became Tummy that day, you won't have to bring another carbon. But according to Rebbe, you won't have this Chiddush. Because according to Rebbe, you can't start your new Naziris until the eighth day. And if you start on the eighth day and you become Tummy then, you would have to bring another carbon, like the Gemara says. Again, the Gemara says here now, the time of Rebbe, if once it goes according to Rebbe, let's see. Either Nitma Bishri, if it became Tom on the seventh day, Vichazda Nitma Bishri, and it came Tom in the second time on the seventh day, Kula Tumah Richtihi. It's all considered one long Tumah. Because according to Rebbe, you can't start counting your new Naziris until the eighth day. To them, Shita, it's one long Tumah, I've added only one carbon. Vida Nitma Bishri, if you want to say the case is, you became Tomei on the eighth day,
If Sofra to Gemara, and V'chaz the Benitma B'Shemini, it happened as next time, that on the eighth day he became Tommy again. So Gemara is then, HaReyotis HaShor Shiru Yilavi Karbin. It went out the time that he's able to bring a Karbin. So if so, he should have to Chiv to bring separate Karbonis. So this Mishnah that says you only bring one Karbin, the Kitsa can't go according to Rebbe. Telling more so like this. My time with the Rebbe. So good, that's Rebbe Shita. That Rebbe Shita is when a Nazir was Tomei, he could first start counting his new Naziris on the eighth day. So what's the time of Rebbe? The Mercy of Omakor, the Pasuk says, V'chiper olav me'ashechot ala nefesh. A Nazir that was Tomei, it's still like he did a chet, and he has to bring a carbon. So the Pasuk says, when he becomes Tor, on the eighth day he brings his carbonus. It says, V'chiper olav me'ashechot ala nefesh. For Hoda, then the Pasuk says, V'kidesh es roishai. Then the Pasuk says he first becomes Tor. So Mashma, when could the Nazir start counting his new Naziris? On the eighth day, when he brings the Korban. So that's Rebbe Shita. That first you have to bring your Korbanus on the eighth day, and then you can start counting your new Naziris. So Mara says, Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda, what does he do with this Pasuk? He says, in Cain, if so, Leima Krua V'kidesh es roishai. Let the Pasuk just say that after you bring your Korbanus, then you start over again. Then V'kidesh es roishai, you begin.